In order for you to take leaps in 2024, it's not going to be as crazy as you think in terms of workload. It is your internal work. If you change these things, the way that you perceive things is going to be the thing that's going to change the game for you. Back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I want to wish you a happy new year. You guys, happy 2024. We did it. It doesn't matter where you are right now or what you are feeling. It's one of those things that you're probably going to roll your eyes if you're not in a great place right now. But I promise you, you are exactly where you're meant to be. And if you have been following me or the podcast at all, I recently have kind of come out of one of those seasons. And when I say seasons, it truly was a 3-year period that felt like a winter. It felt like nothing good was happening, and I was in the hardest experience of my life mentally, business-wise, physically. It's like I just felt like nothing was ever going to be the way that it used to be or feel really good again. And it's a crazy thing for me to even say that because looking at my life, it was amazing. And sometimes I think that we can all have incredibly blessed lives and beautiful families, and we don't necessarily share where we're at because we feel like no matter how we feel, we should be grateful. And feeling grateful and feeling like you're in a winter season are two things that can absolutely live together. It doesn't mean that you're not grateful because you are in a winter season. It means that you are probably in a season of deep transformation and growth. You are probably going from one big chapter of your life, one big section of your life into the next. So wherever you're at right now, I just want to say it is the perfect spot. And whether you can see the lesson that this season has brought, or whether you can't see it yet, I promise you that if you just keep going, the other side will come because life is just all seasons. Now, maybe you're listening and you are ready to go. Maybe you're feeling like me, where you just came out of what felt like the longest winter of your life, and it is freaking springtime. And it is time to go create new things, collaborate with a bunch of new people, be out in the world. Like, you have this 2024 energy that you want to share with everyone. And that is definitely where I'm at right now. And I'm really, really excited about that. So you guys will be hearing a lot on the podcast, I'm sure, this year. That is really some rocket fuel energy. So depending on where you're at, you can tune in for some rocket fuel energy. And today I want to chat with you all about your perspective on how you're viewing your daily habits. So I'm reading an incredible book right now. I'm only in chapter 3, so don't judge me if you read it and you don't like the rest. But I'm going to give you some cliff notes that I've gotten already in 3 chapters. And it is called The Gap and the Gain. And the reason that I want to share a little bit about what I'm learning right now is because it is not going to be these giant leaps that you do every single week, or these things where you feel so overwhelmed by your new habits of 2024 that you're trying to incorporate. Those are not going to be the things that are actually going to work and get you to where you want to go. It's by focusing on the small, mundane habits that equal success that are going to get you to where you want to go. And I'm going to start off just by saying it's going to be the things where you focus on your health, where you focus on moving your body, and you focus on just getting in rooms with people who think big, who are doing the things that you want to be doing. It's about making yourself uncomfortable and learning, growing, just reading. So honestly, if you could just do a few things this year, it would be to eat better, move every single day. I don't even think you need to go to the gym. I just think even if you just take a walk every single day for 30 to 60 minutes, you're going to change your entire life. And listen to something positive while you go on that walk. Now that is like next level. That's going to bring you to the next level. And then getting in the rooms with the people who are going to expand you, because you're not going to be able to graduate to the next level with your current environment. which is your people, right? We always talk about how you can't graduate high school with your kindergarten teacher, right? You have to go on to first grade, fifth grade, seventh grade, 12th grade. And you have to have all of those different teachers in order to elevate you to the next level. So we expect to go to the next level without new teachers. And I just don't believe that it can be done. We have to go tap into books, podcasts, and people who are on that next level version of themselves and next level thinking. All right. So that's the first reminder, is that it's not going to be these big, giant leaps done all the time that are going to get you to where you want to go. That's going to burn you out. Of course, I always talk about taking big leaps, but you don't have to do them so frequently that you're always freaked out by them and that you are constantly feeling burnt out and you just quit altogether. It's those small habits done frequently that are really going to create that foundation for when you take that big leap, or you're going to feel like you're ready for the big leap. You're going to feel confident enough for the big leap, and you'll be able to take them more without them wearing you out because your foundation is so strong.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcasts. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them, because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
But the next thing I want to remind you is that this book talks about how you perceive the habits that you're doing is going to greatly affect your outcome. So what do I mean by that? That means that when you go and do that walk and when you go and do that workout, if you actually believe it's making you better no matter what, even if you don't see the results right away, like if you go into the workout and you fully believe this is good for me, this is good for my mental health, this is good for the longevity of my health, this is good for my muscles, this is good for staying strong throughout my lifetime, this is what's going to put me in a really good mood. Your perception of how you think about the habits that you are doing actually impacts your outcome. And in this book, they talk about a bunch of studies that were done with different groups of people who They did the same workouts. They ate the same exact shake every single day for real. And they split these different people up. And the one group who did not view it as anything that was doing anything good for them or special for them, and they were already kind of negative about it, actually saw a decrease in what they were doing, whereas the people who believed it was a good thing actually increased their gains. They got more fit. Their blood markers all went down. Everything got healthier because of how they perceived it while not doing anything different. And you guys, they actually did studies like this in a bunch of different categories. And every single group that perceived the habit that they were doing as really good for them, even if it was just sleeping, getting your 8 hours of sleep, this increased the positive outcome that they had. And I will tell you that I've always had this idea around working out, that whether I like the workout or not, even if it's a small workout, even if it's just a walk, I always say things to myself like, moving is the best thing I can do for myself. It's the best thing I can do for my mental health. Moving is the most self-love thing that I can possibly do today. And it does that for me. It absolutely has results that I cannot argue in my life that have impacted me more than I can possibly tell you. And this is also how I perceive challenge. So when you look at how you are confronting challenge in your life, if you believe challenge can make you better, it will. And there's studies to prove it. It's all about how you are perceiving the things that are coming at you. So in the end, no matter what happens, good, bad, whatever, if you perceive it with amazingness and that it's going to help you on your journey and it's going to help you become the person that you want to be in 2024, then it absolutely is. And this is not just positive talk talking. This book has all of the studies in it that you can actually review, which is so cool. So if you guys love that, you can go and check it out and learn about all the studies. But I want to remind you that in order for you to take leaps in 2024, it's not going to be as crazy as you think in terms of workload. It is your internal work. If you change these things, the way that you perceive things, the food that you're eating, is this food good for you or do you think it's bad for you? Right? Like, even if it's unhealthy, are you going, this is going to make me fat? This isn't good for me. Yeah, we all do it. We all eat foods that aren't great. But if you perceive it as it's not really affecting me that much, I'll get right back on. I eat mostly healthy. Like, perceive everything as it's working in your favor. P.S. Not an excuse to go to In-N-Out 24/7 and think that it's good for you and it's going to be great for you. I don't know. Maybe that should be a study. Please let me know if you do it. Get 10 of your friends together, but tell me your outcome. But make sure that you are taking care of yourself. And remember, it's going to be the way that you perceive what already is in your life is going to be the thing that's going to change the game for you, because you can change the way you perceive it, and what already is can completely be the things that can bring you to your next level because you changed how you're viewing them. All right, you guys, I'm so grateful for you. I would love if you shared this podcast with someone. All you have to do is text it to somebody if you know that they would love it or they just need a quick mindset shift, or if they're in the mode where they need a quick podcast for 2024, I'm telling you, these quickies, they're that thing that you can just turn on while you're getting ready. It's not a big commitment. And it's just a reminder of how to perceive things for the day, because that is going to be some of the biggest impact that you can do. I'm so grateful for you. I am sending you so much love. You guys, I don't know if you know this, but if you go to my YouTube channel, you can watch all of the interviews that I am now filming in person. So if you're someone who likes to watch interviews up on your TV while you're cleaning your house, you can throw that up there, because now all of my podcast interviews are in person and I have been recording those for about the past 3 to 4 months, and it's been super fun, and they are all coming out now. So I just wanted to tell you that I'm just grateful for this evolution of, I think, 7 or 8 years with you guys, talking into an empty room for so long, wondering who I'm talking to. And now I actually get to see my guests face to face, but I still get to talk in an empty room to you right now, which is what I'm doing. But I'm picturing all of you walking, driving, running, wherever you are. I think of all of you. Okay. I'm sending you so much love, you guys. Happy 2024. I believe that this is your year, if you believe that it is. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret, because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait, because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show, Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it.